The Socialist Embarks Kirillian Crisis Exposes PFI Chaos. The government can ride out this Kirillian crisis, unless the trade unions and Corbyn force them out, and get him into number 10, and the workers are bailed out with their jobs and livelihoods. These jobs need doing. Let the state be the provider. Nancy Taff, Walthamstow, East London. The death of PFI? Nationalize Kirillian's government contracts. Matt Carey, Bristol. Sally Morgan, a former minister under Tony Blair, joined the board of Kirillian last year. Where do you go to do further damage, after you've been chair of Ofsted? The Audit, Business Integrity, Nomination, Remuneration, and Sustainability Committees of Kirillian, of course. Martin Powell Davies, Sydenham, South London. Companies like Kirillian exist pretty much in order to transfer wealth out of the public purse and into already pretty heavy private pockets. Jack Weberry, Gillingham, Kent. Kirillian wins contract. Subcontracts it to subcontractors, who subcontract, etc. etc. The workers who do the work get peanuts. Up the workers. Wally Kennedy, Northwood, West London. How hard is it to provide children with school meals? Or provide cleaners for prisons? Thatcher and Blair said the private sector could do better than the public sector, bringing in expertise and new ideas. They delivered fat profits for themselves and their voracious shareholders, while workers are now faced with the dole. Who's paying for the risks of capitalism? Jeremy Corbyn says this nails the dogma of outsourcing. He is right. This must be fought for now by the TUC and all unions representing Kirillian workers, for all jobs and services to be protected, through renationalisation. It is a policy that should be implemented by all Labour councils. Nick Chaffee, Southampton. Kirillian's sharp practices are familiar to tenants in housing associations, councils and other social housing. Housing co-ops have been pressurised to contract out work for years. Bring back direct labor organizations under democratic control. And the BBC journalist Emily Maitlis is incredulous that school meals and bin collections could be state-run. Really? Growing up, I remember all this and much more carried out by local authorities. Why not again? Contracting out on the cheap and poverty wages has led to Kirillian. Niall Mulholland, Forest Gate, East London. This is how privatization always worked. Buying into it is like walking into a car dealer and believing everything the salesman tells you. Except there is no recall policy in the contract, and the only guarantee is that whatever goes wrong, you'll have to pay for it. Stephen Edwards, Chicago, USA. Even now, after the Kirillian collapse and a National Audit Office report says PFI's cost 40% more, the Blairites are defending Blair's legacy of privatization and outsourcing. John McTernan was one of Blair's political strategists. Read this, the problem is that we are all a little squeamish. Companies going out of business is part and parcel of how capitalism works. It is essential that there is both creativity and destruction. Leaves no doubt that these people are the agents of capitalism inside Corbyn's Labour. Kick them out, along with PFI and destructive capitalism. Alistair Tice, Sheffield. While workers were told to turn up and work normally, Kirillian had blocked such things as fuel cards without informing their van drivers, who would find out only after filling Kirillian's vehicles with fuel. But access to payment for the fuel had been withdrawn. Just imagine how that must have left those workers feeling. As other corporate sharks circle around waiting to gnaw at the bones of Kirillian and its workers, let's think about those at the top of Kirillian who bailed out just at the right time, making sure their pension pot was full. Rebel with a cause, Rotherham. Kirillian executives have paid out dividends and bonuses, fiddled the books, bid for more contracts, and dumped their own shares, while they knew the company was insolvent. They should be in prison. Lawrence Maples, Clapham, South London. I can't help thinking that the Kirillian bosses should have spoken to Richard Branson, the expert in accumulating millions from public sector contracts. Roger Bannister, Liverpool,